We will continue to take the fight to the enemy, and we will fight until the enemy is defeated.
We will continue to take the fight to the enemy, and we will fight until the enemy is defeated.
We will continue to take the fight to the enemy, and we will fight until the enemy is defeated.
We will continue to take the fight to the enemy, and we will fight until the enemy is defeated.
Okay, George, stop. Hold on. Let me just, I want to get in on this. Hold on. We will continue to take... Hold on. I just want to do this alone once so I know how it feels, okay? All right. I just want to do a practice, okay? We will continue to... Look, stop. George, stop. Stop. Fucker. Hello, this is Dickie Richards, and welcome to Episode 2 of Awful Podcast Showcase, a production of TalkWarrior.com. Today, we will showcase podcasts about sex. If you desire to have sex now or in the future, you will no longer have this desire after listening to this show.
Hi, I'm Bert.
Hi, I'm Nina.
And this is the Bert and Nina Sex Show.
The Bert and Nina Sex Show. We're going to be sexing it up and going crazy.
And we're coming to you live today from the Erotica LA convention. And so far, we're going to have some pretty good material, folks, because there's a lot of stuff we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
So in a few minutes, we'll come back to you with some more stuff. But in the meantime, we're going to probably go up to this guy right now. So let's do it.
You get it? Bert and Nina Sex Show. Let's do it. You know, I really despise the Bert and Nina Sex Show theme music. It's just so precocious. I hate it. You know? If it was like a human being, I would like take it and bash its fucking head in. Hi. This is Moshe Moskowitz, Dickie Richards' identical twin brother. Dickie Richards cannot be with us right now because he is having a Ritalin break. So I'm going to take over for a little bit. Oh, Dickie, you're back. Did you have your Ritalin? Oh, boy, did I have my Ritalin. I feel much better now. I feel much more relaxed now and less homicidal. And when my hands stop shaking, I'm going to continue with the show.
Hi, so what made you feel the need to be here today? What in you?
Well, I'm out obeying what the Bible says and going into all the world and preach the gospel to every man, woman, child, living creature on the face of the planet.
And do you think that... How are people reacting towards your message today here, or how have they been reacting to you all day today?
Most are pretty apathetic. They don't care, you know. They just walk in there, hey, I'm going to look at pornography and do my thing. And,
see, if this guy talked like they talked in Deliverance, you know, I'd have a fighting chance of making fun of this guy. But this guy gives me nothing to go on, you know. If he talked like,
you better stop looking at pornography or else I'm going to take my stick and jam it up your ass.
You know, if you talk like that, maybe I have a fighting chance. I know that doesn't sound like the way they talked in Deliverance, but, you know, if he talked like really crazy and like he was from the South, then I would have a fighting chance.
But in overall, I mean, do you really feel that
people without accents are just impossible to make fun of when they say really stupid shit? I'm moving on.
So I'm here with Deborah Sundahl. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Author of Female Ejaculation in the G-Spot.
Yes.
And so tell us about the book.
The book is the first, Female Ejaculation in the G-Spot is the first book on the topic. And I have 20 years experience with it. And my goal is to teach stadiums full of women to ejaculate and their partners to help her do that.
I had an ex-wife that used to ejaculate like crazy, And she wouldn't even tell me when she was going to come. She'd just come, and sometimes she'd just, like, shoot a load right into my eye. And I'd be like, oh, honey, Jesus Christ, you got cum in my eye. Be careful where you shoot that load. And my wife was like, you know, well, look, I can't help it where I'm shooting my load. I mean, I could, you know, come 3, 4, 9 feet. You know, I don't know where the load is going, but if your eye happens to be in its way, well, that's not my fault, is it?
What do you think are the basic steps that a man could take in order to help his partner ejaculate and find the G-spot? And
okay, the first step is to know that the G-spot is the female prostate. And in most women, it's sprinkled along the urethral canal at the outside opening of the body. So that G-spot is just inside the vagina.
And if women want to find it themselves, and, you know, because sometimes it works out better when a woman is able to get in touch with her own body so she can teach her lover where to look for things. So in that sense, what would you recommend that women do in order to get comfortable and to actually looking for it? And
I teach how to do that in my book. I have 3 chapters on how to find your G-spot, how to stimulate it, and then how to ejaculate with or without an orgasm. Because ejaculate...
That's just what I thought. You gotta buy the book. Deborah Sundahl isn't gonna tell women how or why they should shoot their load until they cough up the bucks.
Ejaculation is a separate function from an orgasm. And women are controlling their ejaculate almost completely, and men are hardly controlling it at all.
The fact that you mentioned that the medical community had not recognized the G-spot up until 2001 is another indication of the medical field and, you know, trying to suppress women's sexuality, profit from it by having women going to the doctors all the time.
Hey, Nina, you're doing like a really shitty job as an investigative sex reporter. As long as you're talking about exploitation of women, you know, you might think about looking right in front of your face. Okay? We got an exploitator here.
I'm going, God, that woman's really going to need to ejaculate. And she stops and she says, I feel like I have to pee. Maybe I have to ejaculate. And I'm like, Susie, you need to ejaculate because...
Okay, I have officially reached my bullshit threshold. And I just want to say, ejaculation sucks. It's overrated. You don't need to do it. It's messy. You can't get the stains out. Just don't do it. Just say no to ejaculation. Okay? Coming up next, Bert and Nina meet Satan.
Kind of how to teach them tantric techniques subliminally by listening.
We just spoke to a woman earlier. She had a seminar earlier about tantric sex.
Oh, yeah.
Be ready for it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's coming. It's coming. There it is. Laugh of Satan.
Yeah, but there's a lot of
And I know that because my ex-wife was Satan, and she laughed like that.
I've done parties after a Bible study before.
Oh, really?
She neglected to say that it was the satanic version of the Bible.
And have fun and be able to take home what they've learned and open up with their partner at home. And
they're all married women?
No, not always. They're single women.
Uh-oh.
They're single as well as married.
We could do a better satanic laugh than that, can't we?
But it doesn't matter. They all have a good time, and they tend to go home learning something new.
That's a little better, but I think that the evil Messiah can do a little better than that.
2 years ago, I did the same booth here. The show has grown quite tremendously, but I noticed that there's a lot more people that are interested in the company. I think because it's come along in that 2 years, we've come a long way, and a lot of women are opening up and taking charge of, you know, their sex life and being able to enjoy enjoy it. You know, it's not just for men to enjoy it.
There you go. That's doing it like the Antichrist that you are. I mean, you even got Nina evil. I mean, you're turning her. She's going evil. She's going,
hey!
Soon Nina will be like devouring people's hearts and voting Republican and doing whatever it is that evil people do.
No matter what shape or size, as long as you feel sexy,
that's my point.
And they're confident in themselves, and that's what that's what turns on the men.
That is exactly what I was telling him. I said, you know, a lot of women get embarrassed of being naked in front of their boyfriends or their husbands because they think, well, I have a little bit of sag here, I have a little bit of stretch marks here, but at the end of the day, it's just
at the end of
the
day,
work with what you got and make the most of it.
And I see the sun up.
Most definitely.
And I feel good.
Yeah. Because my life has been whatever.
You and me, we're free.
We
do as we please. Yeah. For morning.
And your products will definitely help women
to the end of the day.
Kind of hard not to.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's kind of a challenge for us here to try to find people and interview because everything's just so visual. And, you know,
surprisingly enough, we've asked
Let's move on.
If they'd want us to interview them.
We've had enough of Satan for today.
Okay, I'm here with RJ at firstpc.com. That's 1st-pc.com, and he sells life-size dolls
for perverts.
So what's the deal with these dolls?
We have the full body life-size dolls of 5 foot tall, and we also have the torso
for psycho killers in training.
And we have a torso with head. We have two types of heads. We have the Natalie and the Angie head, and two types of body: the Nicole with a larger breast and the Natalie breast, and Natalie with a little smaller breast. And you can mix and match them.
Like Dr. Frankenstein.
You can order them with different skin tones, eye color, hairstyle, makeup. You can email me a picture of your perfect woman.
Perfect woman. I'll take a nice, young, sexy Johnny Depp. Oh, shit. That's a man.
And I'll try to copy him for you. You got three... love entries?
Love entries? Oh, thank God they're love entries and not dry plastic replicas of human orifices.
About 7.5 inches long and deep. And you could order them longer or shorter. It doesn't matter. You can have ribbed or smooth. The price of the torso for the smaller torso is $1,200. The larger torso is $1,300. And the full doll is $3,400. With the larger breast, and the smaller breast is $3,200.
I want a sex doll with an ass that is as big as an elephant. You know? And, no. I want that sex doll to have an ass that's even bigger than an elephant. I want that ass to be the size of J-Lo's ass.
And I ship all around the world, all around the U.S. Of A.
Do you manufacture them yourself?
I'm the artist. I manufacture myself. We make them in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Do you know, the profile of your typical customer?
Okay. I can't handle any more of Dr. Pervo and his weird sex Frankenstein monster doll. I can't do it. I can't handle it. I can't handle the truth.
This one's called the Screaming Seagull. It's a slang term for when having sex with a girl on the beach. This is fucked up. You're fucking a girl on the beach, you pull out, you cover your penis with sand, and then you quickly put it back in her vagina or anus.
Mr. Screaming Eagle has authored many books, including Date Rape and How to Get Away with It, and A Pervert's Guide to Sex Crime.
After feeling this, the girl will scream like a seagull. Ouch, it's gotta burn. Now, there's also something called the Screaming Eagle.
You make podcasts that are inane for the criminally insane. You could forget about ever having a wife. You never even had a girlfriend in your life. Wiki, 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 wiki. You are an evil bastard. You probably voted for Dennis Hastert. Wiki, 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 wiki. Boy, word. Hi. This is Dickie Richards. I'm going to be at the Ramrod Massage Parlor
in Mount Sinai, Massachusetts, this Saturday. For only $17.99, you can get a glossy 7x9 photo of your favorite washed-up child star, Dickie Richards. But there's more. Ramrods offers the best massages in Massachusetts. The hot, well-hung masseuses at Ramrods will massage your buttocks and other sensitive areas until you explode with relief. And if you pay me enough, I might even be inclined to autograph your buttocks or other sensitive areas. But I just want to add that this will cost a lot. Okay? Hope to see you. Hope to see you later at Ramrods. Hi, Dickie Richards again. In case you had wax in your fucking ears when you listened to the show last week, I want to reiterate my warning. If people do not go to our website at talkwarrior.com, let me repeat that, talkwarrior.com, and vote for this podcast by selecting Vote for the Podcast in the upper left-hand menu, I'm killing the show. If people can't support the show, then, well, fuck them, okay? Fuck you. I'm not going to do the show. Also, iPodder people must support the show, too, by giving it a rating. There's absolutely no excuse for this show not to be in the top 100 podcasts. I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his great music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. If you find an awful podcast that lacks a copyright notice, please email me at talkwarrior.com. Make sure that there is no copyright notice embedded in the MP3 file as well. Awful Podcast Showcase is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. It may not be modified or excerpted in any way. It may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way.
Torture me and stop me down into the ground. Take a shit on me. Take a shit on me. Why don't you kick my ass? Why don't you kick my ass? Come on and kick my ass all across the yard to show the world you're the man in charge. Why don't you kick my ass? All the tyrants of the world always kill us every day. We gotta rise on up, blast them down, to feed the bloody corpses to our starving dogs. Torture me. Why don't you torture me? Come on and torture me. Your dungeon cell, as I ride and bleed in your desperate spell. Torture me. Why don't you torture me?